Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk Fans in the Pro, live from Rouse's Markets, 6205 LaPalco in Marrero, right at the corner of LaPalco and Ames. You cannot miss it. Rouse's Football Fridays will help you cover the spread this week with spinach artichoke dip or fresh-made guacamole. Rouse is celebrating 65 years, and we are just getting started. And it's not fall out there, but it feels pretty daggone good for September 5th. I'll take it. I'll tell you that. Not the hot and humid start for the weekend, which is high school football tonight, college tomorrow, LSU and Tulane, and then the Saints on Sunday, noon, inside Caesars Superdome. We will not, Mr. Deuce McAllister, have a 1 hour and 4 minute weather delay that will force the game in past midnight like they did last night in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was a mess, and I got to check. I mean, Mike, it's 90 degrees outside. Now, it's not as humid, but it's hot outside.
It's still warm, but for September 5th, a little breeze. You don't have, it doesn't take much to please me in September.
It's 4 o'clock.
All right.
It's 4 o'clock, but no.
We have a front coming Sunday. It's going to feel even better.
So we got some coming tomorrow, and so when I listen to the radio, and you listen to the TV, to the weather report, just is it going to be humid to the point where as soon as you step out, oh, I'm sweating. And when you don't hear that, this is pleasant.
That's right.
This is pleasant.
What I'm saying. The bar is low. It doesn't take much.
Yeah, but then you think of it, it's still 90 degrees outside. But man, it's a good time as far as sports fans are concerned. You're in week zero last week, so this is week one for college football. I think this is considered week one because I know. Last week was week zero.
Really?
No, it's week zero. And the only reason
they
I know
had all those games.
No, well, week zero is considered Labor Day weekend.
Right.
I do know.
Do they
that.
Want to line up with the NFL for the weeks equal each other? Makes no sense.
Have no clue.
Week zero.
But they do call it week zero.
All right.
And that goes back to my broadcasting days. And then I was over in. I don't know if that – I guess that was last weekend. But anyway, I was over in Birmingham, and you look at the ticket, and it literally has week zero on there. It's week zero on the ticket as far as college football is concerned.
I had to
think about it. I was like, wait, was that last week? Or, you know, because the weeks, as you know, they just – it's just another week. They kind of run together on you. And but you say all that to say it's exciting, not only for college football, as they head into another week. We can call it whatever you want to call it. And you kick off the NFL last night, Dallas and the Eagles and the rain delay. And, you know, safety is always going to be paramount. You may not think of it in that manner, but that's why you had the weather, because of the lightning. I think in any time it's spotted within a certain
mileage.
Yeah, certain mileage. The clock has to start back over as far as the delay is concerned. And
you must have had to deal with that some at Ole Miss.
I think we did once for the Saints in Tampa, but outside of that, up at Ole Miss, I don't think I ever had like the weather delay. They didn't care then. I mean, that's 25-30 years ago. It's not lightning on us.
Rub some dirt on it and move on.
Just keep going. You know, there's not lightning on you. So, you know, but no, it was in the booth a couple of times where the games were delayed, and it's just you're sitting around and you start reading up on this. Like, wait, what? It's how many miles? Oh, it's 10 miles away. It's within range. And so, yeah, that's a mess.
So it is a big weekend. High school tonight, 7 o'clock. We will have the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. The new sponsors looking forward to that. The Brian Kelly Show at 6 o'clock at 5:20. We'll talk to Chris Gordy, locked on the SEC host. LSU trying to make it back-to-back after getting that huge win in Clemson last weekend. In Tulane as well, big win over Northwestern. They are playing against South Alabama tomorrow. Man, just a – and then the Saints.
You talk about two huge wins. We got to shout out somebody else, Nicholls State. Nicholls State with a huge, huge win at home, and that was one where they were the underdog, not expected to win. You know, not to say that Tulane and LSU were expected to win, but for Nicholls to be able to pull off what they did, I think that woke up some people, you know, particularly in that conference. And, you know, the Connells are trying to say, hey, look, you better check us out. We got a pretty good squad down here.
We'll be going down there towards that area, down to Vacherie again, mm-hmm. First American Bank. We always look forward to that. And so as we talk about teams that are at home and underdog, we either got to get used to it or things are going to change. And so because the Saints are underdogs this week to Arizona, they'll be underdogs with San Francisco, most likely, depending on what happens. It is what it is.
Who cares?
I'm with you.
A couple people cares, but yeah. not us.
That's right. And there are expectations, low expectations, on the radar, under the radar, and you don't even know where the radar is. And that's where the Saints are. If you want to get Saints information on, like, national radio, good luck. They are off the radar.
It's a couple words. They'll tell you, oh, they're bad.
But you don't know.
They're going off of projected, and projection will get you in trouble, but it does give you some information.
It does frighten me only because those suckers are very rarely wrong,
but right. that is correct. I mean, if I am Coach Moore, I have got it plastered up all over. This is what they think of you. This is who they believe you are. Because right now he's still trying to figure out what buttons to push. How do I turn this guy completely on to where he's going out there and he's running through the wall completely for me? Now, everybody, I don't need to run through the wall for me. Some of those guys, you know, my quarterback, he's got to be able to see it, be able to decipher it, I don't need him running through the wall.
Slide under the wall.
Yeah, but some guys, I've got to make sure, I mean, because, like, you can talk about, well, we were really prepared or we were focused completely on that game. We'll find out very soon how focused this team is come Sunday. And I don't want to say it has to be the first series, but by the end of the first quarter, you're either going to be very crisp, you're going to be somewhat sloppy, or you're going to be, there's some mistakes, some things to clean up, and maybe lack of talent, lack of execution. Something will kind of be a tail for you, and the question will be, can you clean it up? Can you fix it? Or does it get worse?
And I would say, and we're going to talk about certainly Spencer Rattler and this offense a great deal, I would say in that first few series, in that first quarter, when you look at this Saints defense and – you know, when we see them swarming to the football, right? Two and three guys, or it's a guy trying to make an arm tackle one-on-one. When they're swarming, man, they are a much different kind of defense. And you can kind of feel that early on in a football game.
You can feel it, but the problem becomes how many series are they out there for? You know, are they out there 13, 14 series because of turnovers? Because of short drives from your offense, but from a defensive perspective, now we hadn't talked about the injuries.
Nope.
You did lose, you know, one of your top. I'll put it top five defensive players is not going to be available, and so he was one that you were leaning on. That being Chase Young dealing with a calf injury, and so it'll be some opportunities for some other guys to kind of step up. You hate that it's week one for him and the Saints because he's poised to have a great year, but you've got to be out on the field. And so he feels like it, and I know the team does as well. They feel like that it's not anything long term. You just hate that he's not out there to kind of set the tempo,
right,
and set the kind of, hey, this is what it's going to be for this team this season.
All right, man, came back from neck surgery, played in week one last year. He's a tough cat. Trevor Penning also out at left guard. Jordan Howden is questionable, but no injury designation for Alante Taylor. So that's good, and just one out for Arizona, that being offensive lineman Will Hernandez. We are at the Rouses. 6205 LaPalco in Marrero coming out. Deuce McAllister, Mike Hoss. It is a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Then it's the Brian Kelly Show. Come on out and get everything you need for the football weekend. Back after this here on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. It is Fans in the Pro and a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets. Mike Hoss along with guest analyst Deuce McAllister, the best guest analyst there is in football. 6205 LaPalco in Marrero, Rouse's Markets. Football Fridays has Totino's Pizza Rolls, 50-count bags, 2 for $8. I got to go find them. That seems impossible. 50-count bags, 2 for $8.
That's the little pizza roll that the kids eat all the time?
Yeah, that's 100 for $8. Guess what, kids? I got dinner. Shop and save.
For a few nights.
Yeah, all good. So it is the Arizona Cardinals coming to the Superdome on Sunday at noon. Joining us now is Bob McManaman, the senior writer. Let me get his title correct here. Senior writer, sports writer for the Arizona Republic. Bob, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister.
Good to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. So Arizona, third year under Justin Gannon. They go from 4-13 to 8-9. So, you know, big improvement. But last year, to me, it's going to sound like a statement, but I mean it as a question. They had such a rough start, 2-6, and then they lose 5 of their last 7 to finish 8-9. They must have felt like a team, you know, destined for the playoffs until that stretch run to the end.
Yeah, they've been a team of second half collapses for a while now. And before Jonathan Gannon, it was under Cliff Kingsbury towards the end of the Bruce Arians reign as well. It's just been a problem. This team seems snake bit by, and they've got to correct that this year because it's playoffs or bust for Arizona to this fan base. Now it's time. It's a third year of the rebuild. They spent money this offseason. They've had 3 solid drafts in a row. It's time to finally get there and win a game. They haven't won a playoff game since Kyler Murray was a number one overall pick back in 2019. It's their time now. If they don't do it, it's going to be a huge, huge disappointment.
Bob, and I want to apologize. I think we did call him Justin instead of Jonathan. We do want to apologize about that. But you kind of answered my question. you kind of answered my question. The expectation, is it playoff or bust just because of the talent and being able to spend some of the money that they have spent, and this team feeling like, when you look at the division, you know, you have the 49ers who are still really, you know, it looks like they're still going to be good, but there's some question marks there with that roster at the receiver position. And then you want to know if McCaffrey can stay healthy. And right. Then, you know, has Seattle kind of turned it completely over, or are they still, you know, somewhat rebuilding? And so you feel like for Arizona, there's an opportunity for them to step in and say, nope, this is our division. We are going to take over it.
Yeah, I think it's I don't want to say a wide open division, but it's competitive. It's going to be close. It wouldn't surprise me if all 4 teams end up right around the same record in some shape or fashion. And you know, maybe this is a year where an NFC West team gets in with 9 wins. That hasn't happened in a while. Or at less than 9 wins would be ick, right? Ick football. But I think it's anyone's division, really. I'm not sure if I believe what a lot of fans are hoping. I'm a little more critical. Been around this team way too long, and I've seen the truisms about it. So I think a winning season is possible, but that could mean, you know, 8-8-1. Is that not a non-losing season? Nice. You know, I mean, I got to see it to believe it. I don't know if 10 wins are possible or not, but you know, it seems like it should be. But again, that division, I mean, they have an easy schedule, the first 6 weeks, and then it gets tough. And that leads into the second half collapse thing that they've been dealing with now for a while. And you just wonder if it snares up and bites them again. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, Bob, and I guess when you talk about just this matchup against the New Orleans this weekend, just some of the things that you see that, you know, the Cardinals kind of have to do well to be successful in that game.
They're going to have to rattle Spencer Rattler, you know. That's where it should start. They've got to, you know, like I think most teams do, I mean, they're going to try and stop the run, right? That's what NFC defenses do. And you know, Spencer's not a bad quarterback. He's got some playmakers. But if they allow him time to move around and get feeling comfortable, it could end up costing them. You know, I'm not ruling out an upset, even though they're the biggest, you know, home dogs, I think, this week in week one, the New Orleans Saints. But, you know, this is not a gimme for the Cardinals because no one really knows exactly who or what they're going to be. They think they know. They've been really good about not over-talking it and keeping the hype in-house, which is nice, and that's usually a good sign of a strong team, as you know. But you know, they gotta get to Rattler and mess him up in a legal way, and I'd expect them to turn Josh Sweat loose, see what Calais Campbell can do in his limited amount of snap reps he's going to get, because he is 39 now, if you can believe that, in year 18. But he's still a massive disruptor up front. And whether he gets to Rattler or not, he can certainly get those big old mitts up in the air and knock down some balls. And then, you know, turnovers. You can make him make mistakes, force him in the mistakes. Put the screws to them. Good things could happen for the Cardinals.
Bob, a couple of questions. First off, the Trey McBride kind of eruption, 111 receptions. It had been building, but, you know, just the two touchdowns, but only three receivers caught more balls, wide receivers, in the NFL than Trey McBride last year. I mean, it's amazing. What kind of – you know, problems does he pose to, you know, offenses? Is more seam routes, more just kind of out routes? What's he doing?
He's doing everything. I mean, he's Kyler Murray's security blanket, guys. So I think that all they have to do is throw the ball anywhere near him, and this guy's going to bring it down and get extra yards. And if he has to, he'll hurdle somebody to get more yards because that's what he does. I don't think he's going to do a Barkley reverse hurdle, but he does love to put on a show. And look, super emerging talent. I think he's already top three among tight ends in this game right now. And he wants to be the best. I wouldn't put it past him. He's fantastic at tracking the ball, making contested catches, and he fights for extra yards. But he's going to get so many targets, and everyone's talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. and that connection with Kyler Murray. I'm sick of that. I hope the guy has a nice year two jump too, but don't neglect Trey McBride. He is a mess for opposing defenses, and Jonathan Gannon has said it himself when he complains to Nick Kraus, like, you got to put extra help on this guy, otherwise he's going to kill us. You know, that takes away from somebody else. So, yeah, good luck to defensive coordinators facing this guy. As long as they keep feeding him the ball, good things are going to happen.
And the second question was kind of a weird, disparaging kind of criticism for Kyler Murray. It came from Mark Schlereth on our air earlier today, and he said Kyler is too still to this point, even, you know, since 2019, is interested in the ESPN highlight and that sometimes boring wins and that it's never really gotten through to him. Now, that's easy for a national somebody to say, but somebody who covers this team, do you still see that? Do you feel that?
No, I don't, because he actually brought it up himself during camp that he's learned how to embrace the boring part of that game. It keeps keep moving the chains. Take the easy play. Don't go for the highlight. He's the one who brought it up to us and how important. He said he's found that become for him. It's a staple go-to now. Instead of looking for the huge chunk play, he's going to take what you give him. And you know, he's going to bury you with it. That's what his whole thing is about this year. He's not hyping anybody or anything either this year, but he did make it a point to bring that up before anyone even asked him. That's a huge part of his game moving forward. Now, was it always? He said he found it difficult. He didn't like the boring part of the game, but he knows, and he's going to embrace it, and we'll see if it makes a difference.
Where would you put him as a quarterback, as a throw first, run first? He's probably his best. He's had a career completion rate of 67%. His best was, I think, last year, just 68-something, but he still had 78 rushes, 7.3 average, 5 touchdowns. I mean, is his first inclination to pull it down or to maneuver around to buy time?
He has told us since it's changed a little bit, but he had said he'd rather not have to run, that it's more of a last result or when a play breaks down. He knows how speedy and quick he is and how that's a weapon, but he'd rather not have to rely on that. Now, this year there's been a push by the offensive coaches to have him run the ball a little bit more on schedule. And they've baked plays into the book to make that a reality, because when he does have a designed run and everything is right, the guys can kill you with his speed and elusiveness. And he knows how to get down without getting hit. He doesn't take hits very, very often at all. He has a nose for the sideline when he gets what he can get. And he gets out of harm's way, and that they want to utilize that. And I don't blame him. They should. While he's still relatively young, and anything under 30 is way young to me, so use those legs. But I wouldn't make it a focal point for him in success.
Well, we appreciate your time. Let me go back to the beginning of the interview. Deuce will understand this. You probably will not because you don't know me. Justin Gannon was a pitcher at James Madison University back in 1984, and is a good friend of mine. And I just typed in Justin Gannon and didn't even, when I said it, it didn't even click. And Deuce looked at me like, what are you doing? So Justin Gannon, James Madison pitcher, Jonathan Gannon, Arizona head coach. So awesome. There you go.
Thanks for that.
We appreciate your time. Yeah,
you bet,
things are hard to get out of my head. Yeah, we appreciate your time.
You bet.
And best of luck in the future. Senior sports writer for the Arizona Republic, Bob McManaman. We'll take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouses in Marrero, right at 6205 LaPalco. It's LaPalco and Ames. And again, Totino's Pizza Rolls, 50-count bags, 2 for $8. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Back after this, here on WWLAMFM.com and always on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, fans and the pro. WWL live from Rouse's Market, 6205 LaPalco in Marrero. Rouse's Market's Football Fridays, from dips and wings to sushi and jambalaya. Rouse's has everything you need to cover the spread. Even Coach Kellen Moore talked about it today. He's like, man, it's Football Fridays. He talked about his high school team, Prosser, was playing some other team up there. So, I don't know, your son plays tonight, Country Day plays, right? Who do they play tonight?
Haynes Academy.
Haynes Academy?
Yep.
So we'll be following, we'll be living it vicariously through you.
Yeah.
You have been the busiest traveling football man there is.
We talked off air, and I told him, I told you guys I was 0 for 9. I hadn't seen a team win in person. Now, I've watched games, obviously, on television, but in person, I am 0 for 9 over the last 2 weeks.
Curtis, that
has to change.
Curtis going to change it tonight.
Somebody needs to change it. I mean, because if that stays the case, I'm not going to a game tomorrow. The next one would be Sunday. I don't know how I, you know, can we flip the headsets? Can we walk in backwards? Or because it has not been pretty for myself.
And I will say, these aren't games you're going across the street to either. These are games you are traveling to different time zones, different states, driving. So you have earned 0-9.
I definitely earned it. But it has been quicker to drive just because of some of the cities and towns. And I've seen some good football. I've seen some bad football. I've seen some young football as well. And so there's not many plays that I won't. So the way that I'm looking at it, and you're going to laugh at it, the way that I'm looking at this, how I see it, I will go to over 100 high school, college, or middle school and pro games from last week until – I didn't even count January – until January. And that's not counting playoffs. In person.
Wow.
In person. So you talk about whether it's trick plays.
I won't even watch that many on television.
So whether it's trick plays or whether it's ugly uniform colors or rain, whatever, I'm going to be there to support it. I normally don't – not to say I don't get to do it, but I'm going to do it. If my health allows me to do it, I'm going to do it.
That is – amazing. I'm not laughing. That's amazing. You need to write a little, like, not a book, but just keep a little journal of that. That's crazy. 100 plus?
Yep.
I mean, we're only doing 17. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So the Saints did get some good news today, and that is Alante Taylor not on the injury list at all. He really hasn't practiced since he got hurt in California.
No, this was the first week.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
week was the first week that he's practiced, and, you know, from all indications, should be ready to go. And I'm kind of torn on this because coming off of an injury, not playing any of the preseason games, do I want to expose him to 100 snaps? And not to say the defense will be out there on the field 100 snaps, but
– let's get off this 100.
let's say it's 60 snaps.
Okay. All right.
Do I want to expose him to 60 snaps? Or do I want that to be around 40? So
you
that's
hope.
Something – yeah, that's something that they're going to have to kind of monitor. Alante will have a lot of – I don't want to say a lot of say in that, but he will have some say in that as well. Because the one thing that you don't want – wanted to do, and that's probably why Chase Young is not playing this week. You don't want it to flare up. It's week one. We got a long season ahead. I need you for all games. I don't need you available for this game, and now you're going to miss the next two because you've aggravated, or next three because you've aggravated that injury.
How do you utilize your secondary, assuming they with Kool-Aid and you know, with Alante back, do you still can you go with Marvin, or do you send either one of them with Marvin, or is it kind of more zone or matchup zone?
I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna try to play physical with Marvin. I'm gonna try to make them be off schedule a little bit as far as mess with his timing, but I'm gonna mix it up. We will travel with him. But I don't know if I'm going to give him completely of, hey, you're going to have my number one corner, and he's right. going to travel with you. Wherever you go, he's going to go.
Right.
I'm going to mix it up. It may be only key situations, or it may be, you know, just third downs that I do it. So I think it's the standpoint it's going to be mixed.
Yeah. It's Fans in the Pro, Mike Haas Special Edition, and Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock before the Brian Kelly Show. The news is coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a quick break back here at the Rouse's in Marrero, 6205 LaPalco. Back after this, WWLAMFM.com. Welcome back. Special edition of Sports Talk Live from Rouse's Markets. We're at LaPalco in Marrero, Rouse's Markets. Football Friday, from dips and wings to sushi and jambalaya, Rouse's has everything you need to cover the spread. The first hour's in the books. Back after this, more with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here on Sports Talk. But first, the news is next.